Welcome to the New York 2009 Operational Scoring for English Language Arts. My name is Nihal Navidar, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 26, found in Grade 3, Book 2 of the January 2009 New York State English Language Arts Test. First, please find the story More Than Leaves on page 23 of the Scorer Training Materials book for Grade 3. Now take a moment to read the story, and then resume the audio file. When you return, we will find the rubric for this question, review the scores assigned to the anchor papers, and determine why the papers were scored the way they were by a range-finding committee composed of New York State educators. Please pause the audio file now. If you turn to page 25, you will find the listening rubric key points for this question. I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guide. Mark up the material in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use your notes throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scoring training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Now, also on this page, you should see the question or prompt for the graphic organizer and some possible responses. At the bottom of the page is the actual rubric you will use to determine and award the score points. Question 26 asks, in this story, Pete eats different things. Complete the chart below with what Pete eats. One box has been filled in for you. You will note that this question is looking for very specific food items from the story. The possible exemplary responses are located on the first page of the story: mangoes, bananas, and nuts. Note that mangoes is already given in the chart and may not be repeated. We also find leaves and apples on the first page. Although Pete does not actually eat apples in the story, it was decided by the range-finding committee that because it is implied that Pete eats apples when he says, leaves are good when they are mixed with other things like apples and nuts, and since this is a listening task, credit should be given. On the second page of this story, we find water. Although water is a non-food beverage, the range-finding committee decided that it was also an acceptable response for third-grade students. And our final bullet point is other relevant text-based response. Now, you may be wondering what other relevant text-based responses might come up on student papers. One is peanuts, which is an acceptable version of nuts. Another acceptable response is salad, because it is a logical extension of the text. We go back to the story where Pete states that leaves are good when they are mixed with other things like apples and nuts. It would be fair to call this mixture a salad. Fruit, however, is not acceptable because it is too general. And finally, any specific types of fruits, vegetable, and/or nuts that are not text-based will not receive credit. We will go over specific responses and how to handle them when we look at the actual training papers. For now, please read through the entire rubric section at the bottom of the page, and I will talk us through the most important points. A score point 2 response is accurate and complete. The necessary examples are included, and the information is clearly text-based. A score point 1 response includes some correct information. Omitting an answer, repeating the word mangoes, or using types of food that are not text-based are all possible reasons for a student to receive only one score point. A score point 0 response is inaccurate, confused, or irrelevant. The student has failed to respond to the task. An example would be repeating the word mangoes and also including a food that is not text-based, such as peaches. Please also make a note of the possible score of condition code A. This means the student was present for the test session but did not write any response in the answer space. They left it totally blank. The State Education Department has determined that an erasure is considered a blank, even if you can read it. Now we will move on to the anchor papers. These are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The anchor papers were chosen from field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Please turn to page 26. Here we find the first anchor paper. It is a score point 2. The student has provided two correct text-based things that Pete eats, bananas and nuts. On the next page is the score point 1 anchor paper. The first answer, bananas, is correct, but the second answer, grapes, is not text-based and receives no credit. The last anchor paper is a score point zero. This is incorrect. The answers, school and jungle, are incorrect and indicate the student has not understood the prompt. Please take a moment to review these three papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points which are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set, which begins on page 42. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 10 papers in the practice set, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the anchor papers. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students respond to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 1. This student has given two correct things that Pete eats, nuts and bananas, so this response earns a score of 2. Next is Practice Set 2. The first answer provided is nuts, which is correct, but peaches is not text-based and receives no credit. Therefore, this response receives a score of 1. Let's move on to practice set 3. This student has written bananas in the last box, which is a food Pete eats, but fruit, as we recall from the rubric discussion, is too general. This response then earns a score of 1. Next is practice set 4. This response includes two correct things that Pete eats, apples and bananas. Remember that apples is an acceptable answer due to the grade level and to the listening aspect of this task. Therefore, this response earns a score of 2. Let's review practice set 5. This student has given us one correct answer, nuts, but has not filled in the other box. Because of this omission, this response receives a score of 1. Next is practice set 6. This is completely incorrect. The answers given, different and colorful, indicate the student has not understood the prompt. Therefore, this response receives a score of 0. Let's go on to practice set 7. The student has written bananas, which is correct, but coconuts is not text-based. This response only earns a score of 1. Moving on to practice set 8. This student has named two correct things that Pete eats, bananas and peanuts. Remember that peanuts is an acceptable version of nuts. This response earns a score of 2. Next, we have practice set 9. This is also correct. The student has written leaf and bananas, earning this response a score of 2. Our final practice set is practice set 10. The student has written bananas, which is correct, but pineapple is not text-based. This response then only earns a score of 1. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please call the helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Once you are comfortable with how these papers were scored, we recommend you begin the consistency assurance set. This will give you an additional set of 10 papers to score, which will provide further training and clarification. Scoring these correctly and understanding why a paper might be subject to misscoring will assure that scorers fully understand the rubric for question 26 and can accurately assign scores to the student papers. Okay, the scoring leader can now pass out the Consistency Assurance Set Scorer Training Materials book. A blank answer sheet can be found at the end of each book. You may now score these responses and, on completion, compare your scores to the assigned scores presented in the Scoring Leader book. The Scoring Leader can clarify why these responses earned the scores they received and clear up any other concerns. Once you start scoring, the table facilitator and scoring leader can address any additional or unusual responses on the basis of his or her experience and training. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.